Though it has been treated as if the world had ended with the headlines and the big Roe v. Wade overturned and what it means, most people who are very upset don't know what it means and what the Supreme Court did. I'm hoping that Todd Flood, a Detroit area attorney, can give us a little insight and very specifically on what it means for Michigan. And the people keep saying about the 1931 Michigan law banning abortion except to save the life of the mother. That thing's been put on hold and is not being enforced. And boy, there's a lot of misinformation out there. Todd, good morning.
Good morning, Paul W. Good morning.
The first thing is the idea that people believe through what the Supreme Court did is that they banned abortion. That is, couldn't be more wrong. That is utterly incorrect. The Supreme Court only did what the Supreme Court did based on what they're supposed to do. They felt there is no constitutional right to abortion, and there isn't. Find it in the Constitution. It's not there. That's what the Supreme Court was supposed to do.
Well, there's a lot of arguments on both sides. The Constitution doesn't have many things in it, but yet we still rule on rights to privacy and due process for things we've contemplated before. Here, in this particular situation, the steps, I posit to everybody what you should do is listen to the oral argument. If you listen to the oral argument in the case, you will be educated where the justices are coming from and where the arguments lie. It's something that everybody should do just once.
How do we do that?
Just simply go on to the United States Supreme Court's website for oral argument, and you can punch it up. And in this particular case, it's only, you know, just over an hour, and it's a great listen, and you will be educated beyond belief as to what both sides posit. As it relates to Michigan, how does it affect Michigan currently right now? Well, what happened was with the leak of the opinion, Planned Parenthood and Dr. Sarah Wallet filed a lawsuit against Dana Nessel, the attorney general, seeking an injunction from her enforcing a statute that, you know, basically banned abortion. You couldn't do it unless there was a necessary to save the lady's life, the pregnant woman's life. So Judge Gleischer went through and articulated her belief, you know, and applied the law to finding that statute unconstitutional and vague. And she used, one of the cases she used was the bodily integrity case that was decided in Snyder v. Mays out of the Flint water investigation, where you couldn't poison children or people with lead. That was a violation of the government to do so if the lead came into the body. So here she used a lot of that precedent to do the same in the bodily integrity of a woman and said there's a due process right. Also, she did say the statute was vague. There is going to be an appeal, obviously, in this case. I understand that two prosecutors in our state are putting forth an appeal. I don't know where that stands currently. But you know as well as I do, Paul W., a lot of this decision is going to be made upon who hears it in the Court of Appeals, and then ultimately it will go up to the Supreme Court. All that being said, right now, Michigan has a temporary injunction against the prosecution of abortions.
Michigan is still a state where someone can get a safe abortion. It's still available in the great state of Michigan. It will now be up to the people of Michigan to influence their legislators whichever way they want it to go. It is now, as it always should have been, up to the states and to, therefore, the people. This much has been made of them saying, well, these judges weren't even elected, and how dare they do this or that. The judges that decided that Roe v. Wade was legitimate weren't elected either. So you can't use the discussion and the argument only as it favors your beliefs. And for somebody like Senator Elizabeth Warren, who I don't have any respect for anyway, to say that this court has lost legitimacy is absolutely wrong and incorrect, and shame on her for playing off that. Just like this thing I get called topic pulse. I've had trouble with them before. When they say that Illinois Republican Mary Miller called the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade a victory for white life. She stumbled. I watched her say it. She stumbled. She didn't say it like that. She meant to say right to life. And why would what they're trying to make her out to be is a white supremacist. Why would a white supremacist try to block something that affects more black people than anyone else? Because we've been told a million times the people who are going to suffer the most are poor black women who have the most abortions. And none of this makes sense. All I ask is for people to use their brains, not just their heart and soul.
Well, Paul W., I must tell you, you are, and I know you haven't listened to it, but you are putting forth the same argument, almost verbatim. You should be a lawyer. Of that for which was in front of the United States Supreme Court, and the argument they said is exactly what you just said, it should go to the people. And have the people vote on it. The opposite, if you listen to several of the justices, were arguing what we call stare decisis. And that is, there needs to be a watershed moment. There needs to be something in this decision for us to overturn, especially a constitutional right that was embedded by Roe v. Wade. What is the watershed moment that we should take away our rule, our precedents, our stare decisis? And I must tell you that was the crux here. And in the decision that just came down with Dobbs, it's about the history. There wasn't the history. So there's going to be argument. This is a heated battle on both sides, and it's emotional for everybody. The one argument that you posit, Paul W., is that it should go back to the people and let the people of the individual state decide. And the argument on the other side is, hey, how in the heck can you overturn 50 years of stare decisis? Was it a watershed moment? And that's the argument taken back and forth. What you'll see now is this play that was done by Planned Parenthood and Dr. Willett was a very unique plan, and against an attorney general that didn't want to fight it. She, in fact, says, I'm not going to prosecute it.
Right.
And all of a sudden, this backdoor, what appears to be a backdoor, you know, but I see the remedy, because the remedy is one foreseen there could be some harm in the future.
We got to run. Gotcha. Sorry. God bless you. Detroit area attorney Todd Flood, making sense here on the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR.